Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Everyone. Once again, we'd like to welcome you in here to the Clay County Corner. And as you might have guessed by now, we're not up in our little quiet corner up at the courthouse. We're down at Clay County High School. And we just had a nice little cheer from the cheerleaders here. And last week, our boys basketball team had a great week down at the state tournament. And these young ladies also had a great week down at the state tournament. Someone's going to tell you what happened to them last, what they won last week. Go ahead, girls.
Okay. We won the Spirit Award.
Which means what?
That we won an award by our fans helping us.
Okay,
we got the crowd involved more than... We were very spirited and we just, I don't know... We had good sportsmanship.
Okay, so I guess what we're saying is we had the best cheerleading squad there and the best fans at the state tournament last week. Right, girls?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what we wanted to hear from you. That we were the best, our fans and our cheerleaders. Would you girls like to introduce yourselves on the way off? You don't get as much attention as the players do, so lean over to the microphone real close. Tell everyone your name as you go off stage.
Okay. My name's Brooke Chapman.
My name's Brett
Sale. Closer, girls, closer.
My name's Taylor Smith.
I'm Carly Creek.
I'm Abigail Collins.
I'm Elizabeth Bobby.
I'm Leanne Smith.
And I'm Valerie Key.
And ladies and gentlemen, that is the cheerleading squad that won the Spirit Award last week at the state championship down in Murfreesboro. And that is significant of the fact that our fans and our cheer squad were selected as the most spirited and the best of the folks down there. So we'd like to give a big shout out for them, because a lot of times they don't get all the recognition they need. Ladies, thank you all. This morning we have, like I said, we're set up here at the Clay County High School. The new principal down here, Derek Upchurch, who took over at Christmas and just kind of eased in here, and he hadn't really been properly introduced to everyone. So he's going to come on here in a few minutes and talk a little bit, and then we've got we've got the boys basketball team and the coaches here, and we're going to talk to them a little bit. But right now, we'll take a little short break and come back. We've got a few public service announcements here, some activities going on here in the county, and we'll be back with the heart of our show here just in a few minutes.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can. Should have worn my glasses. So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
As an adult, you probably don't think much about vaccines, but the truth is, more adults than kids die every year from diseases that vaccines can prevent. Vaccines can prevent everything from flu to cancer. This is Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Vaccines are recommended throughout our lives to maintain our immunity. Staying up to date isn't as hard as you think. Visit adultvaccination.org for more information. That's adultvaccination.org.
Welcome back, everyone. We went out and rounded up Mr. Upchurch, got him in here. We're going to talk to him just in a minute, but first we've got a couple of announcements here, some things going on. Once again, we want to remind everyone that the children's play, the young folks play over at the Cookeville Performing Arts Center is this weekend. That is, the name of the show is Princess What's Her Name, and we've got four young folks here that are major roles in that, and I said that's over at Cookeville, the Performing Arts Center. It's the 24th and 25th, and tickets are $10, and you get your tickets by calling 931-528-1313, and you may be too late to get tickets because I think they sell out every year for this show. So we remind everyone that that is going on, and also the Mount Vernon Volunteer Fire Department's got a couple of things going on here in the very near future, and that is that they're having a turkey hunt, and also this weekend they're having a cakewalk down at Hermitage Springs School this weekend. But their turkey hunt is their second annual turkey hunt on April the 1st and 2nd, and you get into two-person teams, and you sign up with them down there and abide by all the rules and regulations of the TWRA, and you go out and hunt turkey and bring in your kill at the end of the day by 7 p.m. sharp, they say, no later. And then you receive points for the weight of the turkey, and I believe also by the length of the beard. So they have a system set up, and they have a bunch of regulations and stuff. And like I said, you got to follow all the laws and everything. But this is a fundraiser that they have every year. And if you have questions, you can call Cody Smith or Matthew Smith at 931-704-1133, or just ask any member of the Mount Vernon Volunteer Fire Department. So that's coming up. And also, we remind everyone, coming up out at the Wedding Chapel, which used to be the Seventh-day Adventist Church, that the Clay County Democrats are trying to reorganize, elect new officers, and kind of get their feet back on the ground. And that is coming up March the 30th at 6 p.m. out there, and if you'd like information on that, call Tim Crowder at 243-2280. And now, with that, well, we got something else here. We got the Birthday and Anniversary Club today. Remind everyone of that. The Salina Dairy Queen here sponsors that each week, and we have people call in, get word to us that they're having a birthday this week, and we announce their names, and then we draw out a number, and someone wins a nice ice cream cake from out at the Dairy Queen. So remind everyone of that, and we'll be doing that here in a few minutes. And the number to call is 243-5574. And remember, you're speaking to an answering machine. Speak slowly, clearly. And if you have an unusual name, you might even want to spell it out for me so that we can make sure that we get this. And, of course, leave a name and a number we can call back. And we've got a few of those this morning. We'll be doing those about halfway through the show. But right now I've got the new principal and the same old assistant principal, I guess, here with us a few minutes to talk to us a little bit. Mr. Upchurch, why don't you introduce yourself to the folks here?
Well, good morning, everyone. My name's Derek Upchurch, and I've just began at Christmas as the administrator here at Clay County High School. Been a long-time teacher here, although I don't like to admit that. we're getting older every day, but this is 12 years that I've been here at Clay County. Started off as teaching biology and chemistry for the first 11 years, and then began the year as assistant principal at Salina K-8. And then as Ms. White decided to enter a well-deserved retirement, I was offered the opportunity to transition up here as principal at Christmas.
That was kind of abrupt, wasn't it?
It was, but it's been a...
Not totally unexpected, but...
Well, maybe not totally, but maybe sooner than I anticipated. Really enjoying the role.
Okay, now, you've been here now for a few months, and, of course, everyone that may not have known your name had seen you running around at the basketball games, kind of policing the lobby and things like that, and trying to keep a little order here at times. But it's great to have you here with us. And some of the things that you've been impressed with so far during your brief time here at Clay County High School.
As
administrator.
Well, I guess as administrator, you know, you see a different view of things than you do in the classroom. I guess the thing that's impressed me the most has just been the students and the faculty and staff. You know, a lot of people, when I tell them what my job is, they're like, "Oh, I feel sorry for you, or I can't believe you do that." And I'm like, "Guys, I've got the greatest job in the world because of the people here."
You know, I think one of the greatest tools of management is to remember one thing: get good people and get out of their way and let them do their jobs.
And that's one thing, you know, we're fortunate here. We have a faculty and staff. They're a family. You know, they truly love and care about the kids, and they work and, you know, put their heart into it. And, you know, I think we're blessed.
What has most impressed you about the first few months that you've been here? I know there has to be something that stuck out, maybe a student activity or a classroom activity or...
Well, I don't... One of the things that impressed me is that group of guys sitting over here that are trying their best to stay quiet because they know they're up here next. But, you know, just seeing the maturity of some of these that have came through, you know, this group of seniors I started off with, they were freshmen in my class, advisees and students, and just seeing what they do, giving back to the community, you know, it's been very impressive.
And speaking of that, I think we've got some volunteerism things going on down here now. I saw a great big old crate full of shoes out here. Is that...
Yes, two of our seniors are kind of spearheading a Souls for Souls shoes drive, and just every time we have a food drive or someone's in need, you know, they're more than willing to give up their time and go help.
Okay, and also I see that our future business leaders group had been down in Nashville. I wonder, have we heard anything back, have they won any prizes down there? Or
I've not heard where they finished. They were actually in Chattanooga.
Oh, in Chattanooga.
Over the weekend at state convention. I know we had several that tested here and placed, you know, with the ability to compete at the state level, but I've not got their results yet.
Okay, now, looking forward, I know you said, you know, we've got the great faculty, the great staff here. So really and truly, I'd say you probably don't foresee very many changes here in your administration other than trying to maintain and make your progress as you go along.
Right. I mean, our biggest goal is we just want students to have the opportunity to be as successful as they can be. You know, we're looking at... We've got some new partnerships started this year with the Technology Center at Livingston, and that's being very successful, and hoping to see that program grow and see more students leave Clay County High School, not with just dual credit college hours, but also with industry certifications. And we've actually got a few that are going to leave this year ready to enter the workforce as pharmacy technicians and that are like computer Microsoft certified. You know, we're seeing more of the industry and the workforce development coming back into the high school.
You know, that's great. That partnership, I know at one time we were a part of the Tri-County Vocational School, but we've now kind of switched directions, and I know that the credit they earned here, the college credit, is transferable to basically, I guess, any Board of Regents school in the state of Tennessee, I think. Isn't that correct?
Yes, and most other universities will recognize our dual credit where it is through an actual, you know, college. It's given a true college course number, so it's something that transfers pretty well, and our students are very successful with it.
And with the credits that they are, the hours they earn over at the area vocational school, that is also enables them to basically, if they have to get further certification, they just carry those hours with them also, don't they?
It is, and some of those guys that started this year are going to be able to go over there and graduate in about half the time that they would traditionally because they've gotten a year under their belt.
And are these students all covered by the state scholarship program where some of those courses are paid for by the Promise program?
We do have a few that choose to take above, especially the dual enrollment, what is covered through the dual enrollment grant, but they're still receiving at a very discounted price. and that's going to allow them on down the road to possibly start working toward a master's and applying some of that money to their undergrad, you know, and hopefully let them graduate with maybe 8 or 10 credits toward a master's degree and not just an undergrad.
And these are on-site classes here for the...
The dual enrollment is, yes.
And what about for the vocational
they
school?
They actually go to the vocational
okay.
school.
Okay, so they travel over to the vocational school over in Livingston.
Yeah, and so far we've received great feedback from the faculty over there about the progress they make and their behavior, so it seems to be a great thing, and you know, we're just very excited that our students are able to do that.
I do remember one time that we had maybe some faculty that came over on-site here and taught some of the classes here
right.
on-site.
Now, we do still have our nursing program that is on-site, and it's been very successful. I know most people have probably been to a graduation and saw those stand up and recognize usually around 20 is leaving high school as a licensed CNA. You know, that's a huge opportunity for those to go on and seek employment while they start college, or if they want that for a career, you know, they've got a springboard above those who don't have that in their high school.
Okay, so I guess that's the group that goes over to the rehabilitation center, and I guess so many times a week.
Yeah, they perform clinicals all throughout the year at various locations, so they kind of get to experience different sides of nursing.
Pay no attention to the beeps and the bells and the gongs we have here. As we said earlier, we are live and in living color today from Clay County High School. Okay, let's take a little short break, and we'll be back just in a second. But right now, we need to work in a few words from our sponsors.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Prescription drug abuse is on the rise with our youth, and the consequences can be deadly. What's in your medicine cabinet? Learn how to keep your kids safe. Call Narconon and find out how to prevent prescription drug abuse in your family. Call Narconon, 877-413-3073. That's 877-413-3073. Or drugsknow.com.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Welcome back, everyone. We're back once again, and I still have the principal and assistant principal with me, and we were just talking about some of the things going on with Mr. Upchurch since he came on board down here. And I know now we're in the last... I guess the last semester for some of these folks. What about some of our, I know some of the awards have already been awarded, I mean, not necessarily awarded, but decided. Have any of those been made public yet, like valedictorian, salutatorian, and those type of things?
Yes, our valedictorian and salutatorian have been made public. Our valedictorian, Ms. Tara Pettigo, and our salutatorian, Mr. Peyton Roberts, you know, very proud of those and what they've accomplished. And we are working, seniors, their local scholarships were due last week, so they just got that turned in. We should start receiving feedback and more feedback from other universities in the next few weeks of who has been awarded what scholarship.
Okay, and on those scholarships, does Tennessee Tech give a number of scholarships to the honor students or just...
They've really kind of changed how they do that. They base it now more off of applications and ACT scores than just in the past where they used to give honor students and valedictorian scholarships.
I was wondering about that because I thought that had changed a little bit. So, you know, if so the ACT scores become increasingly more and more important.
It's very important, and that's one of the reasons we put so much emphasis on ACT, and we actually build into our RTI tutoring schedule every day. Those juniors for about the last, well, since Christmas, mm-hmm. have been receiving, you know, 30 minutes a day of tutoring for ACT, trying to get them prepared for it because we want them to get that 21 and qualify for the HOPE scholarship. That way they don't have to rely on a university or a third party giving them money. If they get the HOPE, that will pretty much cover their tuition at a Tennessee school.
At what class now are they first exposed to the ACT? Is it the junior year or
earlier? Well, they have the option to take it any time. The state requires them to take it as juniors. So we really focus on the junior crunch time to get them ready for that test.
And then they have the opportunity of retaking that test?
Right, they have the opportunity to retake it, and we actually encourage them when possible. ACT will allow them to purchase their test results, and they can see what they missed and what they needed to work on, you know, and study and try to improve for that next attempt if they need it.
Okay, Mr. Strong, you're still here at the school. I guess, you know, some folks you got to keep around even though you bring in new bosses. Has the transition, what do you think about the transition since he's sitting here right beside you?
He can be honest, he won't get fired for speaking his mind.
It's been a smooth transition. As Mr. Upchurch said, he had spent, you know, a decade in this building prior to becoming principal, and he had spent several years substituting in the office, going all the way back, I guess, to when Mr. John Denton was principal here in the building. Mr. Upchurch would go up and fill in at times, and he had a real firm grasp on what it was like to be an administrator here each and every day, and then obviously spending the time at K-8 in the first half of this school year enlightened him even more. So it's been very smooth, and he's done an excellent job filling in for the remainder of the year for Ms. White, who did an excellent job during her time here.
Okay, and also I think a while back I saw some listings on some websites where Clay County High School is listed in the top, maybe in one poll, maybe the top 25 high schools in the state, the top 50. I noticed that. I know that's quite an honor, isn't it?
It is. We, you know, last year we didn't receive state test data, so there were no reward schools that were named. The two prior years that there were, we were back-to-back reward schools, and last year there were none. Hopefully we'll get back to being included in that again once the state opens that back up. But, yeah, there are several things. I'm not sure about the specifics. Mr. Upchurch might remember.
Yeah, I'm not off the top of my head. I know we were also recognized by U.S. News and World Report as a bronze
right.
award winner. So, you know. We've got a great school here for a small community in the Upper Cumberland.
And, gentlemen, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning, and it's been a pleasure for me to be able to introduce Mr. Upchurch to our listening audience here this morning. And I know he did tell me that he had one little concern about this new job, and that is no more free summers for a while.
I don't think Dad's going to miss me some in the hayfield this summer, but I don't know how much I'll miss it.
And I think also you're a young parent that you like to spend those times also, didn't you, with your children?
We do. Parker has discovered, though, that if he asks to come stay with Daddy for a while, he can usually migrate to the gym and shoot ball, which is where he wants to be anyway.
So it does have its advantages then, doesn't it?
Especially for him, he seems to think.
Gentlemen, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning.
We'll
be back again on another special occasion. We kind of like coming down here in this atmosphere, and we know that you guys make us welcome and get the facilities ready for us, and we thank you for that.
Well, we appreciate it, and we know everybody out there listening probably wants to hear from these guys more than us anyway.
And we'll remind everyone now, if you hear something you like, that this will be on again tonight at 6 o'clock on WVFB 101.5 Kicks Country. So, and I think that'll be right before there's a big celebration down here tonight. We haven't mentioned that. We'll let maybe Coach Edwards take care of that. But thank you all for being here with us this morning.
All right, thank you. All right, which one of you guys?
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy. Which is great, because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can. Should have worn my glasses. So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test. Because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
As an adult, you probably don't think much about vaccines, but the truth is, more adults than kids die every year from diseases that vaccines can prevent. Vaccines can prevent everything from flu to cancer. This is Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Vaccines are recommended throughout our lives to maintain our immunity. Staying up to date isn't as hard as you think. Visit adultvaccination.org for more information. That's adultvaccination.org.
Welcome back, everyone. We finally got rid of the administration and got the boys' basketball coach up here, Coach Rob Edwards. Coach, it's a pleasure having you back again. It's been a while since you and I've had to sit down and have a talk. I think maybe you've talked to Kevin maybe once since Kevin Donaldson since you have me. But I know you've got a nice big grin on your face this morning. What's going on?
Well, nothing to frown about, that's for sure. So, we've been smiling for a few weeks now at our postseason run and how well we played and where we made it to. So.
And where did you make it?
Well, we made it to the state championship game. So, we're pretty happy about that. Unfortunately, we came out on the short end, but at the same time, we were kind of assessing the season as a whole and not just as one game. So.
But it was about as short as you could get on that end, wasn't it?
It was pretty short. It certainly was, yeah.
But, I know it stings a little bit. I know it had to sting a little bit to begin with, but as you kind of get about 30 seconds away from it, you realize, hey, we have done something, and something to be proud of and something to take home with us.
Well, absolutely. Even in the locker room after the game, after the award ceremony and all that, and our guys made all-tournament and we got the silver ball handed to us. We were a little bit down, and I just told those guys that you've accomplished something that's never been accomplished here before. There's been some really really good teams throughout the years, but this is the first time that they actually brought home a ball. So, something that we're very very proud of.
When you do something like that in your school, like Clay County School, we don't depend on anything other than our little homegrown fellas here that come out and play basketball. And there are steps that have to be taken, and sometimes it takes a long time to make it over what everyone called that hump. And, you gradually build into things like this. I know this was the third year for this group, part of this group, and it's taken a while to get by that first one. But it seemed like once you made it by that first one, everybody did a big sigh of relief and went out and whooped up on a pretty good basketball team on that second one, didn't we?
Absolutely. You know, that first game has got us the last 2 years. We've been right there in it. One of them was in overtime, and another was a last-second shot that got us. And, you know, this year that, you know, we played a quality team in Loretto and led pretty much throughout the game. And then at the end kind of pulled away, had a comfortable lead there late in the fourth quarter. So breathe a big sigh of relief, and, you know, it's a big weight off our shoulders to win that first one. It just relaxes you a lot more going into that second game. And Grace Christian out of Knoxville, definitely a quality team. They played one of the toughest schedules in the state of Tennessee over the course of the season, and had a lot of success. Really big. Everybody we played was bigger than us, but them especially.
Okay, and of course we won't have to worry about them anymore, will we?
No, they're going to Division II with the private school league, and you know I'm glad they are, but so we won't ever have to see them again.
Well, you know that's something that's been a hot potato for golly for 50 years. Well, not that long, but even back 30 years ago, and looked like maybe, you know, it's kind of finally getting settled where we have that separation here in the state of Tennessee, where, as I said, the schools like Clay County High School, which has a enrollment, what, between 250 and 300 year in and year out,
right.
And these schools have an enrollment of 250 to, well, I guess they have to go up to the 400s because they had a multiplier thing in there or something, but these were hand-chosen, a lot of them, and even went beyond hand-choosing in some instances, and it was hard to compete against those folks year in and year out, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it hasn't been a level playing field for several years with the privates and the publics, and especially at the 1A level. You know, it's easy when you're in the center of Knoxville or you're located in Nashville, if there's a player at a school that you'd like to have, and you know, you can go out and get those guys to come to your school. And, you know, it's just an advantage for them, for sure.
The best thing that money can buy.
So to speak, yes, absolutely.
I said that, not
you. Yeah.
But I know in the final game, we play against another public school over in East Tennessee, Harriman High School. And Harriman has a tremendous tradition over there. I know. I think they've probably won some state tournaments in the past, and I can remember a few years ago that they had some Division I players over at Harriman, and I'm not sure if any of those would be considered maybe major level Division I this year, but they had a great basketball team, didn't they?
Absolutely. I think they won it in 1995 was the last state tournament that their boys team won. They've had some D1 guys come out of Jermaine Copeland that played at University of Tennessee. His son was on this team, actually, one of their better players. And, you know, they were super athletic, long, very good transition offense team, very good offensive rebounding team. And we knew that those were two of the things that we'd have to try to slow down if we had any chance to win.
Okay, and I noticed the name on the Knoxville Grace team. It stuck in my mind as somebody that played somewhere sometime. That was the Kettlefinger name. That it sounded familiar. That there was a Division I player somewhere around here that last name.
He played at the University of Kentucky. Yeah, his father played at the University of Kentucky. So pretty significant level of caliber of players.
And then I noticed a coach's name, I think maybe Humboldt's coach, Ron Abernathy. I think maybe he'd been an assistant under Dale Brown down at LSU.
I think you're right about that. I don't know his background exactly, but yeah.
You know, and, of course, you look down at Memphis Mitchell, and you see a former NBA player sitting behind the bench and around those guys. But they didn't make it this year, though, as one of
the... Well, Harriman's the team that beat them.
Right.
You know, so, you know, they were the two- or three-time defending state champion, Mitchell, I'm speaking of, and Harriman beat them in the quarterfinal game. So, you know, that just goes to show you again how good of a team Harriman is.
Well, and also, you know, that was supposed to be the final match. When it was supposed to be Humboldt and Memphis Mitchell playing in the final.
Well, that's what the experts say, yes.
We knew better, though, didn't we? Okay, with that, let's take a little short break, and we're going to let Coach Edwards maybe call up some of the players and let them talk a few minutes. But we'll be back just in a minute, and we'll also go through our list of birthdays and anniversaries for the day, and we'll be back just in a minute.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Prescription drug abuse is on the rise with our youth, and the consequences can be deadly. What's in your medicine cabinet? Learn how to keep your kids safe. Call Narconon and find out how to prevent prescription drug abuse in your family. Call Narconon, 877-413-3073. That's 877-413-3073. Or drugsknow.com.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Welcome back, everyone. We've gathered around our, I guess we've got here six guys up here. We've got our starting five and a senior here up here that all had significant playing time throughout the season, and we're going to just kind of pass the microphone around and maybe let them introduce themselves, and we might beginning with
Dawson.
How many years have you been playing here?
All 4 years.
How many years have you been a starter?
The last two years.
So, and you were on the team from the beginning that made it to the state tournament the first time. And okay, now what has been your main job on this basketball team?
To shoot threes and take charges.
I believe that covers a whole lot of it right there.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea, I'm not sure you know how many threes, if you don't, probably Coach Edward does, that you've hit during your career. You know the number for those, or?
I have no clue.
Yeah, well, you'll have to check that up sometime. What about the charges? How many charges do you, have they kept up with that?
We have it somewhere. I don't know the exact number, but I can tell you this: it's more than any guy I've ever had in 17 years coaching. He's the leader, and nobody else is close.
Well, I mean, you know, he looks so sad out there sometimes when he got drilled. I mean, you know what I mean? But I did notice that he didn't flinch very much. He stood there, and of course now he was always unhappy when every call didn't go in his favor, though. But you got to realize sometimes, Dawson, that it will go to the offensive player, even though they don't deserve it, right?
Yeah.
Unless it's Tyreek. And he deserved all of those, didn't he?
Yeah.
Okay, and maybe what is the most outstanding thing that stands out in your mind over the years that you've been a player here at Clay County High School?
The most outstanding thing, probably the last state championship we just had.
Yeah. Okay. I know the brightest moment for you down there.
Brightest moment? I have no clue. Yeah.
I think you did get hot on the three-point shot one game, didn't you?
Yeah, it was the last game.
And how many did you have that game?
I had 14 points.
14 points. Very good. Okay, Dawson, if you wouldn't care, you can pass down to Tyreek. Tyreek, introduce yourself.
Tyreek Key.
And you are, how many years have you started here at Clay County High School?
I started a little bit my freshman year, and then the rest of 3 years I started.
So you have gradually moved up maybe a little bit every year?
Yeah.
And you had a pretty decent year this year, didn't you?
Yeah, I guess you'd say that.
Tyreek doesn't like to be put on the spot, but Coach Edwards, do you want to tell the folks how many points per game he averaged this year so we don't embarrass him by letting him brag on his effort?
Well, I think after the state tournament's averaged in, I think it ended up about 38 points a game, 1,300 for the season, a little over 1,300 for the season. So pretty significant amount of points.
Okay, now the season, he is now the leading single-season scorer in the state of Tennessee in all classes of basketball. I believe that's correct, isn't it?
That is correct, yeah.
And he passed a young man, not a young man now, but a man that I'm sure you guys see on ESPN every once in a while as a color commentator, and that is Tony Delk, who played a number of years in the NBA, which means you got a lot of work yet to do, haven't you?
Yeah.
Okay, and another thing, Coach Edwards, I think there are some more things that this young man accomplished this year, isn't there?
Well, on that same topic, he also passed Penny Hardaway, who played 15 years in the NBA, and John Jenkins, who played at Station Camp, and is currently, I think he's still playing in the NBA, if I'm not mistaken. But so pretty significant folks there that had good careers following high school. He's passed those guys, so we expect him to carry on with that and do some good stuff. He became the all-time leading scorer at Clay County Salina High School this year, passing Joey Coe. There's some other things too. Single game scoring record, I believe, is his now, 54 points. Also, the state tournament single game scoring record points belongs to him. So, and there may be some field goal percentage and things like that we just haven't had time to sit down and calculate yet for the season that he owns. So.
And it's been a pleasure being able to watch these guys from the time some of them were, I think I started seeing them play when they were playing peewee basketball, and it's been a pleasure knowing them and being associated with them over the years, and knowing the kind of, everyone you speak to speaks to the character of these young men, that they're not just great athletes, but they're great students. They're just tremendous character of this team from top to bottom. So, we congratulate them on that. And I know Tyreek has signed, I guess it's an official letter now with the up in Indiana. What's the name of that school up there?
Indiana State.
Indiana State. Do we know of anyone that ever played in Indiana State around here?
Larry Bird, I guess.
Larry Bird.
Yeah.
He was pretty good basketball player. Wasn't
yeah.
I still think they got cheated out of the national championship by that Michigan bunch, but I guess that's water under the bridge. But
yeah.
Indiana State is a school with a great tradition, and I know we have folks here in Clay County that are already planning some vacations next year to go up there and watch you carry on to the next level.
Yeah.
And Tyreek, like I said before, it's been a pleasure for all the folks to watch, and all you guys. I mean, you guys have all got something that like Coach Edwards told you all, I think, after the ball game, that you made it to a point, and now you set the goal a little bit higher. You know, that goal was set for you guys, and you've been aiming at that goal, and you made it by that first major goal you had to, and that was to win that first game.
Mm-hmm.
And then you showed everyone, you know, that you weren't just a one-night fluke, that you came back and you beat one of the best teams in the state, and then you came awful dadgum close to beating another of the best teams in the state. So, you know, it's something to be very, very proud of. Now, you can pass the microphone down to Peyton. Move up close to you, Peyton, where we can hear you real well, and tell us your name.
Peyton Smith.
And, okay, now, Peyton, what is your specialty on this team?
Shooting.
And shooting?
Threes.
Shooting threes. And do you, the highest number of threes you've ever hit in the ball game, you remember right off the top of head? I'm sure you do, surely.
Probably nine this summer at Tech basketball camp.
That's a pretty good day, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I know, as Peyton said, he was a specialty player, and his specialty was to shoot the three. And I think when we played, I guess it was Trousdale County out here, someone sent them a report back that if you stop key these other guys, they can't score, and so we can beat them that way. And I believe maybe you and Dawson changed their mind in about 30 seconds, didn't you?
Yeah.
You, how many points you guys scored that first 30 seconds? You remember, Coach, you remember how many they had?
I think they hit seven in the first quarter. I don't know. It was a pretty impressive show.
Yeah, someone sent them a bad scouting report, didn't they? Of course, now you guys were familiar with him. I know you had played some of those guys since you were seventh graders, and you know, I know it had to be very, very pleasant for you guys to come back after these years, because I know there's a couple times they had some big, kind of tough guys, and they kind of played rough on you guys when you were smaller, not hardly as strong as you are right now. But I think that, to me, that was a very, very satisfying game, and I'm sure it was for you guys to. Peyton, the thing that stands out in all of the years that you've played, not necessarily, I know everyone has that great moment down at the state tournament. Is there anything that you know, stands out in your mind throughout your career that maybe helped turn you around, that put in your mind what you could do?
Probably last year whenever I hit five in a row against Red Bull, and after Tyreek left and we come back and won for him.
That was the night I think he got injured that night.
Yeah.
And you guys kind of picked up the load, didn't you?
Yeah.
And that, it gave you a bunch of confidence, didn't it?
Yeah.
And it carried on this year, and I think, you know, when everyone thought we were just a one-man team, you guys were ready to throw them in from out there about 35 foot out, weren't you?
Yeah.
Peyton, like I said, with the other guys, a pleasure once again to be able to watch you guys these years, and it's extremely proud the community is of all you guys. Now pass it down to Mr. Ogletree there. Introduce yourself to us.
I'm Seth Ogletree.
And Seth, this is how many years starting for you?
This is my first year starting.
Your first year as a starter. And what class are you in?
Junior.
So you are going to be expected to carry a big load next year and provide leadership, stability, stay calm and cool, and carry on, aren't you?
I reckon, yeah.
Okay. I know, once again, that big moment for you, besides the state tournament, I know you had some good games through the years. What is your favorite game, maybe, that where you think maybe someone told you that you played a pretty good ball game?
Well, I've been told that I played all right, and then played Van Buren at their place this year.
Best I remember, you probably did. How many points did you have that night?
I don't remember.
A whole bunch, though, wasn't it? And that probably was it was an outstanding game for you. I do know, and that's a great one you bring up, because that was a big victory. It was a big win up at their place. A lot of racket up there, and it's not real easy to play up there on that mountaintop. With that, we'll take a little short break. We still got a couple of other guys here we're going to talk with, and let them talk about when we get back here in a minute. We've also got we're going to let our other senior talk before we talk to Gavin Silk, who's going to come last. So right now, we'll be back with Mr. Moss here in a minute. But right now, let's take a little short break, and we'll be right back.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down, 243-5574, to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can. Should have worn my glasses. So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Welcome back, everyone. We've got our other senior here with us this morning. Introduce yourself, senior.
I'm Braden Moss.
And Braden, I know you weren't a starter this year, but you're one of those guys that, that make basketball teams. Let me compliment you on that. A lot of guys that come out and work hard for 4 years and get out that last year, and you know that they don't get the chance to be a starter, but it's very, very important, the role that guys like you play to basketball teams like this, because you're there ready, and you're there, you have the experience, and you have this determination that you want this senior year to be good, and you're going to do whatever it takes to make it good. Now, with that said, tell us a little bit about your career, Braden.
Well, my freshman and sophomore year, I had a couple knee injuries. So I was sidelined for those 2 years, and my junior year, I healed up good, so I started playing again my junior year, and, of course, junior and senior year.
And you have come off the bench on numerous occasions when folks would get in foul trouble and have filled in, and sometimes we couldn't tell the difference.
Yeah, I was a role player. I come in, tried to do my part, play defense, rebound, get the hustle stats, do my job.
Do you ever get on these guys in practice when you thought maybe they were kind of loafing a little bit?
Sometimes. Didn't really have to do that. Everybody works hard in practice.
But sometimes you still have to remind them.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Even though you may not be the starter, that you may be more in charge than they think you are, right?
Yeah.
And once again, Braden, like I said, the role that this number six man plays, or number whatever that comes in that way, it's very important to the success of this team. And now, with that, Braden, is there anything that you want to say to your teammates about this team that you may have never said to them before?
It's been an honor to play on this team. It's special team, special people. It's great. It's something not everybody gets to experience.
And you can always look back and say that I was on that team that made it to the finals of the state championship, and I contributed. I don't know how many minutes you played each ball game, but I know it was a significant amount, and they were very important minutes. And I know these guys really appreciate the fact that the time, the determination, and the spirit, the courage that you offered to them at all times. And if you would, now hand it over to Gavin. Now, Gavin's another one of these younger guys that's coming back. He's a pretty tough-nosed little basketball player, and sometimes he thinks he's 7 foot tall, and he goes out there and proves it sometimes. But Gavin and Seth have a big job next year. There's some shoes to be filled, but now we've got some younger guys that are coming on that are going to help you guys out. But Gavin, tell us about your great big long career that you've had here at Clay County High School.
My freshman year, I'd started, and about Christmas, I had a knee injury and didn't play much. But my sophomore year, I come in and started, and Wyatt Mabry had to fill in his spot. Of course, he's 6'6", 6'7", so it was a big part to fill. So, just tried my best, rebounded very well, and
I think you had a tremendous game down in Murfreesboro one day, didn't you?
Yeah.
You want to brag on yourself a little bit, or you want to let Coach Edwards do that? Or
I'll let Coach Edwards.
You want to tell us about the game that he had there, Coach?
Well, against Grace Academy, that semifinal game, he played a big role, especially in the fourth quarter there. They were shading our shooters with their big guys and trying to keep Tyreek out of the paint. So we thought that we probably need to get the ball to Gavin a little bit inside and just let him go one-on-one. He can score one-on-one against anybody, and he proved that last Friday against that 6'9 or 6'10 kid from Grace Academy. You know, he uses his body so well for his size. It's just, I'm amazed by it every day, just how well his ability to do that.
You know, I know the Grace Academy player, the big kid that we're talking about, I know Coach Edwards will back me up on this, but probably one of the best defensive ball players for his size and the amount of weight that he was carrying that we have seen play, because he blocked everything in the game before, didn't he? I mean, every time someone came into the basket off of a drive or tried to shoot a turnaround, it didn't happen, did it?
No, it didn't. He played a big role in their upset of Humboldt. Blocking shots and just protecting the rim, and when you have a guy like that, it allows you to spread out and put a lot more pressure on the ball and have some faith that if you get beat off the dribble that you've got a rim protector in there, and he certainly did that for them.
But he wasn't able to do it that day, was he?
No. Like I said, Gavin just, you know, he uses his body so well. He just, you know, he's a little bit tricky at times.
I think maybe he schooled him a little bit on what a real good post player can do, even if he's only... How tall are you, Gavin?
About 6 foot, 6'1".
Are you still growing, or have you kind of peaked out, maybe?
I think I'm peaked out. I think I'm stopped growing.
And I think Gavin's got a brother coming up, hasn't he?
He does. He has a brother, Gunner, who's in eighth grade, who'll be a freshman next year.
And I believe he's a pretty decent basketball player, isn't he?
He ain't bad.
And how many times has he beaten you one-on-one now?
Not many.
But occasionally he does.
Yeah.
And you don't give it to him, do you?
Oh. Well, okay. Sometimes I let him.
Oh, nah.
Feel bad for him.
Oh. Well, Gavin, like, once again, you guys, it's been a pleasure watching you, and we're looking forward to things from you in the future. I know that Tyreek is going on, and he is... there's no doubt that he's leaving the state of Tennessee this year as probably, if not one of the greatest basketball players in Class A that we've had. We know for this season, there's never anyone in the state of Tennessee that's had a season like he's accomplished this year. And all of you guys, you can always tell him, hey, we help you make this possible this year. We realize that I think when the five records either broken or tied this year, and as everyone knows, basketball is not a one-man operation. It takes all five of these guys that know their roles and go out there and perform it. When the chips are down, you guys did it. And all I can say is, from all the folks in Clay County, congratulations, guys. And right now we'll take a little short break, and we might even, if we have a minute or two, Rob might want to bring maybe one more, couple more players up, and let them just for a second what they're looking forward to. Oh, we've only got 3 minutes, we said, so we don't have time for that. You guys have talked and just taken up the whole show. But hey, it's a pleasure having you guys here with us this morning, and we'll take a little short break. Okay, we won't take a short break. We'll announce our birthday winner. Peyton, come over here and pick up a piece of paper over here off of this. I've got this magic voice in my ear that reminds me sometimes that sometimes I just forget. Let's see who has won the birthday cake today. Let's see. Well, I may have not. We had Daniel Strong. I told John a minute ago that I had, but I may have forgotten. We had Daniel Strong celebrating a birthday this week. And Landy Strong celebrated a birthday. Landy Strong celebrated. Candy Carlisle celebrated a birthday this week. And we got a special birthday here, Miss Mary Emma Renault, who celebrated her 100th birthday this week. And also Timmy Scott. And Timmy must be a pretty good fellow. His mother-in-law called in his birthday. And Dory McLean from Mom, Dad, and Caitlin. I think these guys all know Dory. I think she plays basketball down at Hermitage Springs. And is she coming over next year over here, I believe, isn't she? She'll be a freshman next year. And also, William Cherry celebrated a birthday this past week. And also, a couple of cousins, Tom White and Jimmy White. I think their birthdays are on the same day, and their aunt called their birthdays in. So we'd like to wish all these folks a happy birthday. And you'll have to excuse me today for not announcing them about halfway through the show. But once again, we have drawn out a number, and the winner today is Timmy Scott. And Timmy, the procedure is you go over to the Clay County Chamber of Commerce and pick up a certificate, and you take that over to the Dairy Queen, and you get a big ice cream cake for your birthday. Well, guys, looks like we have used the entire hour up. It's been a great pleasure, a lot of fun to be here with you guys and to help you celebrate. And I think you've also got a celebration tonight, a community celebration tonight at 7 o'clock in the gym. And everyone in Clay County is invited to come out and take part in that. And also, this radio show will be rebroadcast at 6 o'clock on 101.5 Kicks Country FM. If you guys want to tune in and listen to a little bit of that and hear yourselves on radio, you can do that. And I think the Clay County Horizon still streams some of those, and they'll even play it on the Internet where you can listen to it there. So, guys, I'm looking forward to seeing you two guys next year, and it's been a pleasure watching the rest of you guys these past years. And with that said, I guess we'll have to shut the old barn door up again. I think the old horse has done come in and said he's ready to call it a day. So until we meet you again here next week at this same time and at the same place, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them, or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.